It's almost time for the shock collar, but before I say anything here, okay. I just need to know, Jake, is this going to be one of those days where I start explaining the rules
we're
not pulling anything from the bucket today. We're playing Shock-a-Doodle, Who Are You?
Change the rules.
Well, I can put Shock-a-Doodle, Who Are You later.
Okay. Oh, no, he had it ready.
I don't know how I'm feeling yet.
All right. Uh-oh. It looks like your feelings are hurt.
You never know with Jake.
I see what's going on.
You're beefing with the bucket? What
is
it?
This is one of those days where we're late. WCII, which clip is it?
Jake, you just trolled us, bro.
Two viral sound bites from the internet, and only enough time to play one of them, so let's just get right to your choices. Your first option is a 19-second clip of a 7-year-old boy who just doesn't quite understand that his pants are on backwards.
That's so cute. I don't either sometimes.
Or you want option two, a 16-second clip of a guy setting the Guinness World Record for the loudest burp ever.
Ew.
So what's it gonna be?
No, that's juicy.
Confusion down south or gassy in the mouth? Alexis.
Easy, confusion down south.
Same.
Thank
burps
you.
Gross me out so bad.
No,
confusion down south.
I'm sorry,
burp is
Jose,
never happening.
The ladies have it today.
Dang it.
Let's hear the sound of a 19-second clip of a 7-year-old boy who just doesn't quite understand that his pants are on backwards.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Why are your back pockets in the front on your pants? Those are your back pockets. Those pockets go in the back.
So my butt is in front?
Your pants are on backwards. You need to flip your pants. You need to take your pants off and flip them.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, so my butt is in the front.
Yeah. Aww. Take those pants off, kid. That
felt more wrong than the burp.
I'm Jeff Front Butt DeBow. Let's get to your shock collar question of the day. So we got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong...
No bucket. No, okay. No bucket. Yeah, told you earlier. Should have been listening.
Pay attention, Jeffrey.
Gotta go quicker than that.
Oh, man. Forget it.
Today, we're going to test your memory of the many hijinks we've gotten into over the year on the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube and Instagram pages.
I don't remember yesterday. There's been a lot of good ones.
Each of you will be given a question about a video we've done in the year 2021, and you'll need to dig deep into your mushy brains and find the right answer, or you'll receive a shock and probably hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Are you ready? Alexis, we'll start with you.
Okay.
All right.
In the Brooke and Jeffrey Summer Games series, where you and Brooke were constantly accused of cheating.
We
played spiky soccer, which is soccer with a pineapple. What was the final score of that game?
Wow, what a question.
Okay, I kind of remember us doing two rounds because I remember the two pineapples because I got so broken.
Yeah.
And I know Brooke and I won.
Yeah, you remember us whooping their butts.
Honestly,
and then Jeff pouting about it for a week.
Exactly. You know, I don't think they got any points, Brooke, because I think Jose missed the goal and thought he made it.
He did.
I did think he made it.
He didn't understand what cones were actually the goal.
I'm just happy I kicked it far enough.
0-2, Jake. Brooke and I winning.
Yes.
That's
you
how I felt.
You said 0-2 and the girls won. That is correct.
Yeah.
The girls won 2-0.
I thought Jeff scored a goal last
week. We didn't win. We dominated.
I blocked that entire day out of my memory.
Jeff's going to start pouting again.
The drug test is still pending.
Yeah.
Brooke.
Yes.
In June, we blindfolded the entire show and had them eat either a chocolate-covered gummy bear or a chocolate-covered cicada.
Oh, I can still taste it.
Which of these things did Jose not say in the video?
Oh, no.
I'll give you three options. It's like if humidity had a taste, it's so muggy. Or it's so crunchy, I think I crunched the wings.
Oh, no.
Or if you eat cicada eggs, will they hatch in my belly? Should I go throw up?
I know, actually, immediately. I remember the first two lines. It's the last one about the eggs.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. It's the egg.
You said that Jose did not say, if you eat cicada eggs, will they hatch in my belly? Should I go throw up? And you'd be right.
Yeah. No question.
I was like, did I say that?
It's because he didn't swallow them. He spit them out.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, they're so gross.
Oh, that's right.
Jose.
Yeah.
For our 2000th shot caller question, we did a relay race around the office.
Oh, yeah, I made it really hard.
You were the anchor of the team, and towards the end of the race, you performed a leap and tripped over something, fell on your face, and skinned your knee.
I remember it took weeks to heal.
I need to go back and watch that video.
And Jose, my toe. Like, I called my doctor about it.
What did you trip over? Was it a gift bag, a balloon, or Brooke's dumpster fire Halloween costume?
I remember it was something small, so it's not the Halloween costume, because that's bigger.
Yeah, it was big.
It may have been a gift bag, because it was small. And I remember trying to be like, oh, I'm going to clear this and just be the most athletic. And like, I overdid it, and that's why I fell.
Yeah.
I overcompensated.
Being too athletic is a thing.
See, thank you. I was an athlete in high school, but I got really chubby. Oh, okay. So the athlete's in there. Yeah. He's just not used to this weight being thrown around.
Says every man in their 30s.
Oh, I would have been in the MLB, bro.
I remember there being balloons on the obstacle course, though, on the ground.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So it's either balloons or gift bags.
Yeah, but there's a couple gift bags sitting over on our desk area.
It could be.
I'm going to go with balloons. That's my answer.
You went with balloons, and Jose, what you tripped over was a gift bag.
Oh.
It was so small, you did not need to jump. You fell, your butt was out all over the place. It's a great video.
I literally did it to show my athleticism, and I did the opposite.
Oh, no.
So, Jose, you're at risk of being shocked.
Darn
Jeffrey,
it.
If you get this right, you're safe. If you get it wrong, you're going to join Jose.
Okay.
So, Jeffrey, when we attempted to break the world record for fastest time to chug a Capri Sun.
Oh, but you did it, bro. You're still the world record holder.
The one where you used illegal drink pouches and were formally disqualified by Guinness World Records.
But in
writing.
Yeah. You were formally.
Sure.
What flavor was the Capri Sun? Was it Raspberry Rapid, Tropical Tide, or Coastal Cooler?
They have awesome names.
I think I know this.
I still have the leftovers on my desk.
Yeah, I
can remember the label.
I can't help you.
I'm trying to remember the taste, but I was drinking them so fast that
I wasn't about the taste.
Yeah, I was just trying to get them down
and
my throat.
Let's be honest, they kind of all taste the same.
They do.
Yeah. So I guess
you
got to
remember the picture on the.
I'm going on the aftertaste too. Like I vaguely remember kind of kiwi-ish flavor. It has like a bite to it.
Is there vodka in
that? This sounds like you're a sommelier.
Well, I don't know.
It's pretty sad.
There's like the fructose. It's fructose forward. So wait, what were the options again?
Sommelier.
Raspberry Rapid, Tropical Tide, or Coastal Cooler?
I just want to say Coastal Cooler because it sounds the best.
I'm going to take Jose.
Oh, no!
I'm going to go with Jose's guess and say it's Coastal Cooler.
I've gotten everyone wrong.
You said the flavor of Capri Sun that you drank was Coastal Cooler.
No.
And it was Tropical Tide.
Oh, Jeff! Listen, I have the worst memory ever. I just thought it was a cool name.
Oh, no. So
the worst memory.
Jose and I are both going to be shocked together, and somebody wanted to hear the song Memories by Maroon 5.
Ah, that's fitting.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, because the drinks bring back all the memories of everything red.
Good memories this year. Make sure you can still go check out all those videos. They're up on the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram and on our TikToks at Brooke and Jeffrey on our socials.
Yes.
Go check them out.
Might need to study for other shock.
Yeah,
I
gotta pay attention.
I do.
And we got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.